chapter 10, the simplicity of faith. The word is nigh thee, in thy mouth and in thy heart. Romans 10:6. The righteousness which is of faith saith thus, quote, say not in thy heart, who shall ascend into heaven? Parentheses, that is to bring Christ down. Or, who shall descend into the abyss? Parentheses, that is to bring Christ up from the dead. And parenthesize. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, in thy mouth, and in thy heart. That is, the word of faith which we preach. Unquote. Thus did Paul describe the simplicity of faith and the salvation which is obtained by it. Not in the height above, nor in the depth below, not far off and to be sought for with great trouble, for the word is nigh thee, in thy mouth, and in thy heart. That is to say, if you simply confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart, you shall be saved. Oh, that souls would give heed to such words of God, and understand that it is the truth, what God says, quote, hearken unto me, ye stout-hearted, and that are far from righteousness. I bring near my righteousness, it shall not be far off, unquote. Isaiah chapter 46, verse 13. We are far from God, and yet we have no long road traversed in seeking God. For such a task we are too weak and too blind. In sheer compassion we bring His salvation right up to us, yea, very nigh. Not in the height and not in the depth, but in our own innermost spirit He manifests His salvation. In our mouth and in our heart does He give it. For in preaching of the word of faith, God abides, and He comes to us. And yet, so many will go around, go about seeking it as if they were afar off. How is it that they sigh over the thought of the majesty and holiness of God and the impossibility of climbing up to Him to bring thence a Savior for themselves? Or how is it that they speak of the Lord Jesus as if He were still dead, although He did indeed die for our sins, and did not now live to save them? Ah, no, that was the righteousness which was of the law, and which prescribed that man must do something before he can live. But the message of the gospel is, quote, receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls, unquote. James chapter 1, verse 21. Helpless and wretched man has only to be silent and to receive. God brings the blessing nigh. The word is nigh thee, in thy mouth and in thy heart. You mourn that it is still not in your heart. You are afraid to take it simply in your mouth. But soul, observe how gracious God is. He will make the confession of the mouth for you, the way and the means to the faith of the heart. How often in the things of this world do we teach our little children to utter words which they do not yet fully understand, and the sure confidence that the thoughts and feelings expressed in them will be gradually imprinted on their hearts. How constantly do we see that idle and sinful words, which at the outset are utterly careless, become forthwith rooted in the heart of the speaker and bear their own fruits. And what do we not observe in prayer? That the soul which is ever and anon uttering, for example, the words, quote, thy will be done, unquote, although the heart does not as yet fully assent to them, shall at last, by means of the very use of the expressions, submit to the casting out of the unwilling and antagonistic disposition. Would that we dealt not otherwise with the salvation which is by faith. Take the word in your mouth humbly and earnestly. Say the words of grace after the Lord Jesus, as if you heard Him addressing them to you. Yield not to the unbelief of your heart. Combat and overcome it by attaching yourself to the Lord with the mouth. The consent of the heart will surely be won. Yea, do this now by continually thinking over and speaking what the Lord God has said to you. Quote, the word is nigh, unquote. Confess with the mouth, with longing and with prayer, in order that it may at length come to the faith of the heart that Jesus is your choice and your Lord. The Spirit of God will work with the Word, and you shall be able to believe with your heart. The Word is nigh thee, in thy mouth, and then also in your heart. End of chapter 10, read by Pete.